It's OMF on EEI.
I think the biggest thing is just not overthinking it. It's one game, and you can't think about everything else that comes with that. It's one game. We've prepared for this a million times, and we all know what we have to do to get ready to play our best, and that's all we can do is leave our best effort on the ice, and whatever happens. But when we come prepared to play, we're a good team, and we're going to give ourselves a chance. But again, there's so many different factors that goes into team winning that you can't control. So hopefully they all go our way tonight.
Brad Marchand talking about tonight's game six. Think about this, guys. He doesn't make that game winner, that miraculous shot in overtime. They're already done. Dunsky.
Hockey term.
Right, Dunsky.
It's a good time to use it.
Right.
They could be Dunsky tonight.
They would have been Dunsky already if he did not take care of business.
Yeah, I don't know about you, but I feel fine about this game. This is the game they win. We talked about it yesterday. We talked about desperation games when they're desperate in game.
They're a good desperate team.
When their backs
team.
Are against the wall.
They are.
So now, again, I think every single thing is pointed toward Tuukka Rask. Everything. I would assume you're going to have lots of energy. Sure, we're going to change up the lines a little bit, your first lines and your
Jake DeBrusque is back.
Sure.
I feel like
you're going to get tons of energy. They're going to just embrace the circumstances, on the road. I'm not worried about it tonight.
You're not worried about Tuukka at all, his health.
I'm not worried about them. Okay. I feel like they're going to win this game.
So I feel good about them coming out and giving that effort because, yes, they're a team that you can depend on when their backs are against the wall. They do that. Matter of fact, they really, when they have a little cushion, is when they kind of let down a little bit, and that's when you got to worry about them. But you're not concerned about Rask in this game? Yeah.
No, I think they're going to.
I think that's a different situation.
Yeah. I mean, they're good. I think we said they've won their last four games down 2-3, or 3-2, I should say. When they're trailing 3-2, they've come back and they've won, one in the road, and they've won to even it out. But again, I'm worried about the goalie. I'm worried about the health of this hockey team. Yeah. Like early in the year, early in the postseason, it was like, man, everything was coming together for this team. Kevin Miller looked like he was going to be back. Carlo was back. Everybody seemed healthy. Tuukka was rested with that back. And now all of a sudden you're looking at it, and I just feel like those two guys, missing Carlo, missing Miller, are huge, and your goalie's not healthy. I expect those 3-4 lines to look completely different if he's not running 3 lines by the third
period. Yeah, and I would say, first order of business, okay, let's just ease up on the penalties, okay? Bad calls, good calls. Ease up on the penalties. Let's not even have them. One, let's start with that. Two, and if we do, nobody's going to bitch. Nobody's going to point fingers because there's not a damn thing you can do about it after it happens.
Well, if you lose tonight, you're not going to bitch about the officials. You'll let other people do it. I don't think he'll triple down.
Oh, he'll bitch about it. If there's a bad call.
He won't triple down if they
lose.
Oh,
please. So what's another 25,000?
You can't do that. That's poor sport. I've already said it yesterday. I truly believe the league has sat down with the two guys that are working tonight and basically said, listen, there's some shaky calls the other day that all went one way. And you get a bug in their head, and those guys are going to be a lot different tonight. I think one of two things, either the Bruins get a couple of breaks tonight, or this thing is really evened out. The officials let them play because it is a game six. But I think Lou's right. I mean, the two defensemen right now, when you really need them, you need one of them certainly on penalty kill, and the other one would give you that physicality in Kevin Miller that you need against a team like this. But maybe we're missing the point on this. The Islanders kind of make it look ugly out there. Maybe they're simply a much better team than anybody is willing to give them credit for. I think with Washington, there was, after a couple games, there was a clear-cut difference. You could see the Bruins were the better team. Maybe we're misreading this with the Islanders because of the way they play. They're always in tight games. They do that on purpose. They play a system that is defensive-minded. And, they bang you around in the neutral zone. Maybe because of the aesthetics of it, we're not giving them enough credit. I think they're a pretty damn good team.
No, I think there is something to the fact that you have one of the best lines in all of hockey. And you kind of sit there and go, they got the stars, they got the name brand, they got the goal that everybody knows about.
Well,
but they're not nearly as, just worthy of.
And the other team, and the other team has depth, like the New England Patriots. They have depth. They don't have their big, huge stars.
And the top line, they'll be good, okay, because they have to be. And I trust them to just sort of step up. But they won't have as much freedom as they had here in the Garden. I mean, they're flying all over the rink, you know, in Game 5, and it wasn't enough. You know, they were great, but it wasn't enough. They weren't able to finish it off, and these guys can all finish. And now you go up there to Nassau Coliseum, and now you got last change, and they can kind of position it, and they can do different things to you. So I think that I'm looking forward to the game, you know, and I trust them. I just think it's not going to be this. The Bruins need it. They're going to walk in there and beat them 3-1, 4-1. And I just don't think it's going to happen. I could see another overtime game and fighting everything you can to get back here.
Yeah, well, we talked about it with the last game, Lou.
That's if Tuukka's healthy.
Yeah, the way they played in the first period against most teams, they would have been up 3-0.
No,
that probably would have been a 4-1 game.
No question.
The Islanders don't allow you to do that. They stay within shouting distance, and then they wait until you screw up, you make the mistake, and then they pounce on it.
It's a Hall and Goats game.
It's
a Hall and Goats game, Foye.
Let's go.
But that's why it is similar to the way the Patriots have done. They have a system. They do everything really tight.
Is Brian Hoyer play for the Islanders?
He knows
their
system.
Who's the Brian Hoyer equivalent for the Islanders? Who knows their system?
But they do. They wait until you screw up, and eventually you screw up, and then they pounce on it. So they're not spectacular. They're really deep in their lines. The defense is really good, and their goaltending has been very good in the series.
I do believe that I did think there was this, like, you know, large margin of error. You know, I think it's razor thin now. I don't think there is a margin of error. I don't think you can rely on, you know, when the opportunities come up, you better finish. Like, if you have an opportunity to extend the lead, you better do it. You can't allow them just to hang around and to hang around, because it's like a battle of attrition. Like, they will end up wearing you out and winning.
Exactly.
Unless you have an unbelievable goal like Marchand. And we were all going, holy crap, we're never going to see that again.
That's the problem.
And that's what it took.
So it took that, or you have lost 3 games in a row, right? I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah, but I'm not going to say if you don't score that you lose.
No.
No guarantee.
No.
Right? You could have won that game still. But, yeah, I know what you mean. But it was a fluky goal, just like a few of them. We've seen all of them. It's just like, you know, it's not going to be as simple as, like, who gets the breaks. Because I do think the Islanders, they've gotten some breaks. But at some point, you got to look and say it's more than just luck. Like, the puck went off of Clifton's feet and skates not once but twice. If it went off once, it would have been cleared out of there. But because it hit the second skate and then just popped right back to Palmieri, it was an easy goal. So there's going to be breaks, but it just seems like, you know, the Bruins break a stick. Okay, but does it have to be a goal? Well, with the Islanders, it seems like it does. Or, you know, turnover in your own zone with Corrali. Does it have to be a goal? Well, with these guys, it is. And at some point, you got to give them credit for that. So it's more than just sort of fluky things and getting breaks, I think, because this team is legit.
All right, 617-779-7937. You know the lineup. It is Tuukka Rask. What do you think? Here's Todd in Charlton. Hello, Todd.
Hey, guys. So 2 days ago, I'm on the boat on the pond, and my brother-in-law's 40th birthday is today, but everybody had to send him a FaceTime video. And my video consisted of happy Tuukka Rask, happy birthday, go Tuukka Rask, unbelievable. And 2 days later, I'm sitting here thinking about Tuukka Rask as a Frosty the Snowman in the greenhouse when he melts away.
Okay, so you're not feeling good.
No, I want Swayman bad. Everybody wants Swayman. I don't know what they're thinking.
Well, I don't know if everyone. I think it's split down the middle.
Yeah, I think there are a lot of.
I think there are some. There are some Tuukka loyalists that just, no matter what, are not giving up on him. Like, let him prove. Give him the benefit of the doubt. And I think that's what Cassidy's doing. And he's earned. Here's the thing: we act like he hasn't earned the benefit of the doubt
if he's healthy.
No. But
if he's healthy,
earned,
he should never be taken out.
He's earned the benefit of the doubt.
Who
if
has?
This was any, Tuukka Rask has earned the benefit
if
of the doubt.
If he's not healthy, he hasn't. You've got to make that.
Let
call.
Me ask you: where's he earned that? Listen,
dude,
I like him,
is
but where's
your starter?
He
I
that?
Asked you earlier. If you want to go back to him having diarrhea and not being able to finish, okay, fine. Go back and use that. But I would say as a pro, as a veteran, as the starter of the team, like, yeah, he's earned it. What has he done other than this last game to lose his job? Okay, if you really think about it, take away your personal feelings about Tuukka Rask, and I'm trying to do it right now to try to somehow prove a point. If I remove my personal feelings of it, I put myself in his shoes, I am bullcrap if Cassidy comes up to me and says, yeah, you know what? You needed some maintenance. You took us all by surprise. You really put us in a bad spot. We can't trust you anymore. I'd be like, based on what?
But that's a different story. So,
well, but I feel like that is a story.
No, I don't think that he deserves to be out there if he's healthy. If he's 100% or close to 100%, you got to go with Tuukka Rask. He is your best, and he's got a history, even though some people, you know, don't want to look at the entire resume out there. On the other hand, they took him out in a 4-2 game the other night. Right? They took him out of that game. Why? He has a physical ailment. Cassidy said it after the game. It wasn't because of merit. No, it was because he had an injury. And suddenly you believe that 2 days later, he's now suddenly 100%.
But why not? Why not believe? Here I am, taking his side. Screw you both.
You used the term benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, I did.
So, no, I would say he's earned it because he's been the starting goalie. But as far as benefit of the doubt goes, to me, that's sort of like you can't doubt, you know, Tuukka Rask, which I think I can definitely do that. I can do that all day long. And that is because, you know, of some of the things that he has done in the past. That's the issue with Tuukka Rask. We doubt him, you know, because we doubt whether he's going to be there, you know, in the end. We doubt whether he's going to have a tummy ache. Like, so that's the negative stuff about Tuukka. So when you say he's earned the benefit of the doubt, absolutely not. He's earned it because he's the best goalie on this team. But as far as benefit of the doubt and trusting him,
well, that's all you need. I'm not going back 4 years. You're a starter, Lou. Lou Maloney, you're the starter. You're playing shortstop. We're playing second base. Sure enough, you know, you come up with a case of mud butt. Okay, you decide to go have some, you know, some pasta somewhere. It's bad marinara sauce. I don't know.
It happens to everybody once.
Okay, no. Twice? Sometimes it does happen more than twice.
Three or four times.
So, three times. Fine. Twice.
But for this year, you get sick. Are you telling me Cora's going to say, "Yeah, I don't trust you"? I don't trust you right now. I do. I believe
awful
he's,
analogy.
I know. I tried to fit it in there, but it didn't work. I just wanted to throw in a dig on Italians. It just didn't work as much as I wanted to.
Listen, in this case, I think they're taking his word for it. Okay, they're taking Tuukka's word. Tuukka's the one that's saying, "I'm fine. I'm okay." Do you believe him?
I think all you guys would, if you guys were put in a position that like Cassidy is right now. I think you would go with the older vet. I think you would.
If he's healthy, yes. There's no question about it.
What does that mean at this point in time in the game? Like, what does that mean?
Well, this guy's only – he didn't play that many games this year, Christian, because they had to sit him out because he had a nagging back issue.
My guess is that
what he's dealing with right now is once again the back issue, unless there's something else that we don't know
about.
Which
I think is a ticking time bomb.
Okay,
so
I agree.
I sit there and I go, all right, well, hell, I do I trust this guy? If I'm Cassidy, am I willing to put my career, my legacy in the hands of Tuukka Rask? Because I feel like this is a turning point right now. Okay, this is like, okay, it's like we're both going to be defined by this. Listen, Tuukka, if you're not honest with me, dude, they're gonna kill me. Like, they are going to destroy me if you don't tell me the truth. And you, listen, you say you can go the distance. Then you got to go to the distance, and you can't sit there and look at me and like, it hurts, and then give up goals. Like, you got to be 100% Tuukka, even though you're born.
They're in this. I think they're in this one together.
Oh, yeah, they're tied at the hip now.
Like I said, this is Cassidy's sort of Pedro Martinez moment, Grady yep. Little moment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To where I'm going with
that's
you.
Now, see, that was a good analogy.
That was a good analogy.
Mine was long and, you know, conflicted.
I was good. It worked. I liked it.
I'm not sure Cassidy gets fired over it.
No.
Because you knew that night.
But you'll get criticized for it.
Right. You knew the night that it happened. There was no way Grady Little was coming back. There was no freaking way. He couldn't come back.
If Tuukka Rask's got to come out because of maintenance, well, first off, you hope he comes out because he's hurt and not just performance. Because what's the score got to be before you pull him? So, I mean, you have to wait till it's like the third goal, down 3-0 before you pull him? Because then it's a complete disaster. Okay? So you hope that it's one of those things like, listen, I know we're in this thing. We're down 2-1 or up 2-1, but I just tweaked my back. Then you can pull him, whatever it is. But if you pull this guy, if he pulls him at all, yeah, he's going to look bad. We're going to second-guess the decision to start him in the first place.
That might be part of the game plan here. The game plan may be, okay, I'm gonna trust Tuukka. He's telling me he's okay. I'm going to let him go out there. If I see any discomfort early on in that game, and he has any issue, there's going to be a quick hook, and we're going to Swayman, as opposed to starting Swayman, and then it all blow up on the kid, and then what do you do then? Mm-hmm. Go to Tuca? They're not doing that. Mm-hmm. So that may be the game plan, Lou, that we're going with Tuca. We're telling everybody he's the man, but privately, it is a short leash for this game here tonight. All right, 617-779-7937. The Bees tonight with Game 6. Tuukka Rask is your goaltender. What do you think? Yep.
Another typical cash giveaway. Here's this hour's code word on WEEI.
All right, here's your code word. It is stunt. It's exactly what Christian does all the time. Little stunts. It's singular. Stunt. S-T-U-N-T. Text STUNT to 72881 right now for your chance to win $1,000 in our national cash contest. Message and data rates apply. Don't text and drive.
Drive home with OMF. Weekday afternoons 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
All brought to you by Dr. Matthew Lopresti at Leonard Hair Transplant Associates. The hair doctor of Christian Fourier at 1-800-GET-HAIR.
All right, let's go. You ready?
Yeah. Oh, me?
Yeah, you.
I just want to say what's trending. Are you supposed to kick it to me?
No, you just kind of...
What do you want, a freaking introduction?
I would like an introduction. Kick it to me.
Just do it. Just do it.
All right, here's what...
Do it.
All right, I'm going to do it live.
Okay, go ahead.
Here we go. Here's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com. For those of you that don't have internet and you don't look the crap up and you don't already know that the Red Sox won... Here you go. All right, Bruins Islanders play tonight at the Coliseum. Bruce Cassidy said Tuukka is his guy. Some dude, Curtis Lazar, isn't traveling with the team.
Some dude.
What does he play? Hit me up with that.
Left field.
He plays the center. No, I'm just meant to. DeBerk.
Fourth line center.
Wait, we're going to mess up the names because I'm dyslexic.
DeBerk.
DeBerk.
Yep.
DeBerk.
That's it.
He's going to play DeBerk.
Whatever.
Yes, that's it.
That's close.
He's going to play with the third line with Klauman.
Yep.
And Coyle.
Yep.
And Nick Ritchie.
Yep.
Ritchie. He's going to play in the fourth line with Wagner and Curley centering.
Excellent.
Nathan Eovaldi and Jake Odorizer is your starter. They're your starters for the Sox Astros game, which is tonight. I bet you I get this right. First pitch is at 7:10. Pregame with Mutt is at 6:10. This is the sponsor. Let's not mess it up.
No.
The Shaw's Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. You get all that action right here. It starts at 6:10.
Well done.
In playoffs in the NBA, we're almost done. I didn't write this. If I had wrote this, it would have been a lot quicker. In the NBA playoffs, the Suns are going to host the MVP, reigning MVP. What's his name? Someone.
Come on.
Oh.
Nikola.
Yeah.
Jokic.
That's it.
Jokic. All right. They play the Nuggets tonight at... Yeah.
No, it's the Nuggets.
The Nuggets.
Yes.
They play the Nuggets
right.
tonight at 9:30. The Suns lead the series...
Nobody's watching that game, okay? The Bruins are on tonight. Nobody's watching that stupid game.
We'll end it with this. How about we'll wrap up?
When is the Bruins game on?
Bees game's on tonight. That's what I would have just said. I would have said Bees tonight at 7:30, Sox tonight at 7:10, and you're all set.
Yeah.
Some guy from the Pacers got fired. He was their
coach.
Who was
that?
Their coach got bounced.
Who?
All right, I'll try to read it. Nate B.J. Bjorkgrenn. Bjorkgrenn.
What?
Well,
I don't even know. I can't even
get that.
Perfect.
One?
Can I tell you the best trends, Lou, we get with Spaz and with the big fellow over here because they screw everything all up.
Here's the thing.
They're much more
entertaining. That's a good trend, but Spaz, you know, we got another hour. Write your own.
Yeah.
Well, listen, if I wrote my own, it literally would
write your
been,
own for the next one.
For
the
do
next
it.
One,
for the next one,
seconds.
You do your own. Your own sound, whatever.
Are we
going
to play my audio?
Yes.
I have the best street audio on the damn planet, and no one's getting
the next one.
We're doing it at 4:30.
You do
Hold on. We are doing Spaz audio at 4:30, okay? You get your crap together.
James Harding is not playing.
Okay.
And
who cares?
Okay, I'm so done with trending.
Thank you. That was trending.
What soap do we have to pay off?
Right now, I'm going to pay this.
Everybody go wipe their butts.
Okay.
Well done.
Weather in Boston, it's 85 degrees, some scattered showers. Our weather report is brought to you by Dana Farber, Brigham and Women's Cancer Center, where everyone on your team specializes in your type of cancer. With cancer, it not only matters where you start, it matters when you start. Cancer doesn't wait, neither should you. Visit youhaveus.org.
Follow the show on Twitter at OMF on WEEI.
I don't want to be inside your mind with your kinky fantasies. Like, I know it involves like a ham sandwich or something like that.
What is wrong with that?
Now back to OMF.
Mm.
We try to give you as much information as possible. I feel that's the right way to do it, but there's certain things that stay in-house here. First of all, with Tuukka, we're happy with his performance. Yesterday, he's been better than he was yesterday, but we weren't good enough in front of him as well. Let's face it. No, you need your goaltender to bail you out when you're not. It didn't happen yesterday. It has happened in other games. It happened in the previous series, so we're not dissatisfied with Tuukka's play. There is some health issues. Listen, we know that he missed some time this year. Okay, we're not going to get into them, where it's at, all those. Does it affect this game? There's a lot of games in a row he's played, okay? And so that, at some point, could be an issue in the playoffs. So there's a lot of things that go into it.
So Cassidy is right about the fact that maybe he's not getting enough support in front of him. But how is that going to change tonight? You suddenly think
same support.
Right. You get the same support. Your problem now is that you're down a couple guys right in your top six defensemen. So that's your issue.
I was going to say, then the finger needs to be pointed squarely at them, less from Tuukka. But Tuukka just gets every last bit of criticism. It's like he's the spokesman for all of them.
But it's easy because you look at the goaltender and you say, we lost the game 3-2. And you can say, well, he could have made that save and he could have made that save. And it's easy to do. It's easy to point out. You watch the game, you watch the goaltender, you see the goals played over and over and over again. Nobody breaks down all the little individual play unless you're, you know, an analyst doing a game. So I think that's why a lot of people just point at the goaltender. That's why it all comes down to this tonight. If they win, then Tuukka will get some credit, but there'll probably be more credit because the first line will score. And if they lose tonight, even if Tuukka is good, Tuka's going to take the heat. It's going to take the heat.
If they win 5-4, he's not getting any credit.
See, again, I don't care about I don't care about the heat. Like, I care about whether the people that actually watch the game and know the game or whatever are critical of the guy the way he played. You know what I mean? Because if they lose the game 2-1 and someone wants to call up and say, he sucked.
Right, they will.
38 saves, he needed 39.
They will.
You know what I mean? And he's diving all over the place and he's making stops. You're just like in awe of the guy. So like the game that they won 2-1 where we said, whoever wins this game, the goalie's going to steal it. Well, the Bruins did. Marchand did, right? So you said, but still, Varlamov was outstanding. So it wasn't Rask. You have one of those games, there's no one to blame. But, so someone can just blame him just for losing. Like, strictly just for losing, even though it's not his fault. And I don't care about those people. Like, I don't. We'll let them talk and just hang up on him because they don't watch the game. You know, they don't even know about it. So it's like, whatever. But if he sucks, if he's bad and he can't move and he's flopping all over the place because he has no base, he has no stability, and he doesn't go post to post smoothly like you normally see him side to side, and he's out and goes after pucks and people are beating him to pucks, yeah, then you're critical. You're critical of Bruce as much as you are of Tuukka.
Exactly. I was just going to say that. Then it points to Bruce and say, what the hell did you see in the last 24 hours that let you put him out there? Listen, nobody's going to be and give you the true, exactly what Tuukka Rask is. Because if you look at it, he's an annual Vezina in the competition for the Vezina. He won it once or twice, and he's a Hall of Famer. He's a future Hall of Famer. He is. Now, has he ever won the Stanley Cup? No.
Tell me one game that he's won for.
Well, he's won a bunch of big games.
He hasn't won the game.
The game. Because people say, well, he's been good in the regular season, but not good in the playoffs. That is not accurate. He has been good in the postseason. He has not won the whole thing. And they try to compare him to Tim Thomas, who was phenomenal in 2011. And I don't think you can do that. All right, back to the phone calls we go. Dean's in Rhode Island. Hello, Dean.
Hey, guys, what's up? This Tuukka bashing is ridiculous, him and DeBrusk. I got a question. Why is Taylor Hall not getting called out? He was the piece that Krejci was supposed to have. He's got one goal and one assist, and his one goal was an empty netter. I mean, you're going to give this guy a multi-year contract? I'm amazed that no one's calling
him out. You can't break up Hall and Goats.
I thought he was shaky in this last game, but overall in the series, I think he's been pretty good.
He's not producing.
So again, if they don't score, they're not creating chances.
Well, I don't know. You need more goals, Luda. To win, you need more goals.
Oh, I get that. But
he's supposedly a goal scorer.
Yeah, no, I understand that. But you can watch them and see how active they are, whether they control the puck. You know, if they're playing well or not, they just, I don't know, maybe great save. Sure, he should finish. I understand that. But you just look at the box score and say if he doesn't score a goal, he had a bad game?
I'm saying, what do you do for a multi-year contract with this dude?
I said from the very beginning, I wouldn't give him before the playoffs started. I want to see what he looks like in the postseason, and we'll see.
Okay.
Maybe he comes through here tonight.
He's five games in with 2 points.
Mm-hmm. And I think he's been okay. I think he's been pretty good.
Yeah, I think I'm. I think he's been pretty good. I think I'm looking towards signing him next year if I'm the Bruins. First of all, I have money. Second of all, I need a guy like that on the second line. I do.
A couple of things. You need more goals to win. I got to put
write that down
with a ball movement. That's when you move
move the ball.
I mean, Krejci's got some goals. Right, well, it's just he's doing it all by himself on that line. Like, Taylor Hall's not helping him generate any kind of scoring chances and taking attention because of his speed coming into the zone. Like, defenses aren't dropping off of him, creating more space, which is helping Krejci as well, by the way. So he might sit there and say, well, Krejci's doing good, but Hall ain't doing anything. But you don't think the way Taylor Hall plays and the speed he has opens things up a touch
absolutely
for David Krejci?
And I think he's been doing it in this series. I would agree. You know, there were a couple of turnovers. There were a couple of bad plays in this last game. I wouldn't say he was good in this last game. But in the series overall, in the postseason, I think he's been very good. Dennis is in Walpole. Dennis?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Dennis. How you doing, buddy?
How do you remember my voice? It's been about 4 years.
How could I forget your voice? How could I forget your voice?
I know.
Dennis is this big dude. He's like 6'10". He's a big dude. Ex-basketball player. Go ahead, Dennis.
Listen, my son just, he's taller than me and he's 9. Enough.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So listen, quick question. Can we talk about them missing wide open nets too, the shots instead of bashing Tuukka all the time or no?
Yes.
Well, yeah, you know what I mean? Sure. You know, Marchand missed one. Pastrnak missed one.
They had 44
one.
Shots on net. They probably should have had 48, 49, but they missed the net a couple of times. Yes, Krejci, Bergeron missed
a couple. I know, but I let's talk a little about that, then, you know, them bashing Tuukka, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
We got it, Dennis.
I mean, listen, Kevin Paul DuPont wrote an article in the Globe, too, and part of it, I agree with it, really. I mean, he's talking about not finishing, as we were just, Dennis was just bringing up, the not finishing in the PK. And you know, we said this yesterday. It's like, okay, Bruce, are you done? Like, are you done ripping the referees? Is it over now? Like, can we get back to, I don't know, sending a message to your team? Like, stop worrying about, it's my job, I'll do it. But, I don't know, maybe your attitude towards these penalties is affecting your team because you're the head coach. Woe is me, another penalty, here we go, power play goal. Like, you know what I mean? So, like, this attitude has to stop. And it comes from the head coach. Listen, we're a bad penalty. Deal with it. Kill the penalty. Let's go. But I feel like they took on the personality of their coach there in that last game. And every time they got one, they felt bad for themselves and sucked. They absolutely sucked. 3 for 3 in the first three power plays or penalty kills?
Yeah.
It's atrocious.
Yeah, they can't do that.
So they got to finish, and the PK's got to be better. And stop feeling sorry for yourself, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, you can't do that, especially against a team that is not a real good power play team. Lou brought this up the other day about are we going to speak out about what's going on in baseball right now, because everybody was accused of being silent back during the steroid issue. Well, it's interesting. The media are asking pitchers the questions about what they're doing with the baseball to doctor them up. And the pitchers are getting very, very sensitive about it. We'll get to it coming up next.
Back to OMF. Listener discretion advised.
I don't think fans cared enough about me that if I left, they would really give a shit.
Sorry. It's damn near.
He's going to get a bunch of oops.
Worse than Lou.
Doesn't it sometimes just come down to did I just drop an F-bomb right there?
It's Ord, Wayne, Marloni, and Fourier on WEEI.
Oops.
All right, back here on OMF, we spent some time the other day talking about pitchers doctoring up the baseball, throwing a little substance on there. Go old school on you. Used to be pine tar. And then there was that bullfrog, all right, and some mess of stuff they made and put some concoction together. Who was that guy, Lou, out in the got fired. He worked for the Angels. Remember him? He was the doctor of doctoring up baseball.
Yeah, the clubhouse guy.
Yeah, and he was throwing all sorts of stuff. But the new stuff apparently is spider tack. Are you familiar with spider tack?
Spider with a Y?
Just by the name. I mean, you hear it all the time. That's kind of the thing that I think they were using out there. I actually knew the clubby out there in Anaheim. Good dude. He just got thrown under the bus. So, he's mixing it up for everybody. And somebody ratted him out. Like, it's just a joke.
So, right? So apparently the guy that he was in contact with an awful lot, because he became a big, the guys became a big fan of his from around the league, and one of them happened to be Gerrit Cole of the Yankees. And we mentioned this past week after we finally heard, when the owners got together with their meeting last week, that they actually were going to police this stuff, that it was interesting that Gerrit Cole goes out last week and he has his worst outing of the season. So the media that was shy, as Lou said, back when the steroid era, they're not shy this time around. And so a guy asked Gerrit Cole about whether he uses spider tack.
And have you ever used spider tack while pitching?
I don't. I don't know. I don't know if I don't quite know how to answer that, to be honest.
Try.
I mean, there are customs and practices that have been passed down from older players to younger players, from the last generation of players to this generation of players, and you know, I think there are some things that are certainly out of bounds in that regard, and I've stood pretty firm in terms of that, in terms of the communication between our peers and whatnot. You know, and I, again, like I mentioned earlier, there's, you know, this is important to a lot of people that love the game, and this is including the players in this room, including fans, including, you know, teams. And so if MLB wants to, you know, legislate some more stuff, that's a conversation that we can have, because ultimately we should all be pulling in the same direction on this.
Wow. What the hell was that?
Excellent. It was great.
I mean, he gave the little Bill Belichick pause and then made the mistake of actually talking, not answering the question, but just talking.
Embarrassing. Did you use it? I love baseball, and
I don't know. I don't know if I don't quite know how to answer that.
And you love baseball, and there's guys that played before us and after and stuff.
There are customs and practices that have been passed down from older players to younger players.
I would say this: the shocking thing is that, like, you know, the answer, the uncomfortable part of it, not being ready for it, not being prepared for it.
Oh my God!
Now, what I don't know is this: you guys tell me. What's the answer? Like, somebody goes to Garrett Richards. Oh, by the way, he played in Anaheim, didn't he? Garrett Richards, hey, have you ever used this? What is the answer? Exactly. No, seriously, like, what? Well, it's a yes or no. Have you ever used it? Do you come out and say yes?
Well, pardon me. So I kind of felt like he really wanted to call everybody out. Hold on. I feel like there was a portion of it. He's like, listen, like, this is, we've been doing this forever. Everybody's been doing this forever. First, it was about control and nobody had an issue with it. Suddenly, someone brings up spin rate and they start charting your spin rate. Now, everybody's pissed off and angry about
it. Okay, you just did that. If you had answered it, if he had answered the way you just answered, I would agree with you. He didn't. What he did is he kept on spinning around.
I don't know if...
It wasn't graceful, but my point is, like, I just...
graceful.
I would say that. But my thing to him is to say, dude, come out and expose and say, yes, we've all been using it. We've all been doing it. But he wasn't
there's
comfortable going all
right.
in.
There's your answer.
So he flirts with it. Then he kind of brings it back a little bit. Because to me, it's like everybody knows the emperor has no clothes on.
Right.
Yet nobody wants to say anything.
Right.
Just say it.
But in a game of baseball, right, you drill a guy. And then the post-game press conference, did you hit him on purpose? No, the ball got away from me. We all know he hit him on purpose. And then you got another guy that comes out and says, did you hit him on purpose? Yeah, I did. That guy gets suspended.
Right.
Just for admitting, for telling the truth. The guy that lied leaves it up to the court, leaves it up to, you know, like whoever. It used to be Joe Torre to decide. But the minute you admit it, they bang you. So if I'm just saying, like, so what do you do? Like you said, Christian, you come out and say, yeah, I have used it. And here's the thing. 90% of the guys in our league are using it until Major League Baseball tells us we can't.
Right.
And, you know, I doctoring a baseball, you know, I'm not taking a knife to it or whatever. I'm cutting slices in it to get movement. And I understand it's sort of illegal, but it's not being policed. So until if they police it, if they tell us that you can't use this, 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 and this, then people will stop using it. But until then, yeah, I have used it, and most people in the game are.
Yeah, and like, I think
he gets suspended probably for admitting to doing it.
I feel like somebody needs to do it because
Christian, you go
dirty little secret that is like so obvious. Like, here's the thing: so what? You can use sunscreen, you can use rosin, use all this other stuff, and suddenly spin rate becomes it's like the launch angle.
See, here's the thing that's you know, again, it's like steroids. You don't know what you're watching, right? Because this article here, I think in The Athletic, is talking about Gerrit Cole. And when he was traded to Houston, this is when the whole thing kind of started. Trevor Bauer in 2018 talked about how, sure, you know, it's a good trade because they're going to be able to improve his spin rate overnight. Like, that was the comment from Bauer. And the truth was, he was way ahead of it. Because in 2017, you know, you talk about Cole's force. Basically, he gained 400 RPMs. In like 2 years, which is impossible to do by just fixing mechanics. And he went from a guy, had a 4.26 in Pittsburgh, struck out, you know, 200 guys in 200 innings, which is a lot of strikeouts. In 1 year, he went to a guy with a 2.88 and struck out 276, and then struck out 326 in 200 innings. And the ERA and the numbers are what they are. So what is he? I mean, is he a guy that had like a 4 or a high 3 ERA in Pittsburgh? Or is he this guy that's striking out almost 400 people a freaking year?
I don't know.
One of the best pitches in the game.
Yeah. This guy was cheating.
Is it all spin rate?
I mean, I wouldn't even call it. Here's the thing. I'm not even calling it cheating. This is
but
Rob Manfred.
Don't those numbers tell you something?
Well, yeah, but listen. And then you say, hey, listen, hey, you know, after your last start, your spin rate went down. Well, it's all about mechanics. I'm gonna excuse it away because it has nothing to do with, you know, not having a tacky substance. It has to do with me changing my mechanics.
So you answer it one of two ways. And the problem with him is, and he should have expected that the question was coming. He's really dumb if he doesn't understand that this is a story now.
And that
he's going to be asked the question. So he was not prepared for the question to be asked to him. That was mistake number one. You answer it one of two ways. You either answer it by saying no, okay? Now, you may be lying, but you answer it no and lie. Or you simply kind of do what you did, Christian, and that skirt around the issue. Listen, I'm not going to get into any of this stuff with you guys. If the commissioner in Major League Baseball wants to crack down on everybody in the league and wants to set certain parameters of stuff you can do and stuff you can't do, I'm willing to go along with whatever program Major League Baseball wants to go. But I'm not going to let anybody single me out or something like that. That's how you answer it.
Yeah, but see, the thing is, like, you're caught between a rock and a hard space because
– hard place.
Space too. I'm in a space. It's a
our
hard
judges
space.
Will allow hard space. Okay,
thank you. Because like, if you say, hey, you can't say no, because someone could easily, even though you really, like, someone's going to like get on you for lying, and then you'll just look even worse.
Yeah, I don't.
But everybody knows that you have to say no to kind of protect yourself, even though everyone knows you're lying.
But my second answer, which was pretty much what you were trying to say, and I think it was a good answer, and that is you skirt around it. If they want to do something about it, Major League Baseball, I think everybody will adhere to it.
I don't know
as
why.
As long as it's equal across the board.
I just think it's so easy for everybody to rip, you know, Gerrit Cole for not answering yes or no. They go, oh, my God, you didn't answer yes or no.
Why should he?
So
if it's not a yes or no answer.
Well, it sort of is. Have you ever used it or not? Yes or no?
But that's a trap. That is a trap. Under what set of rules and circumstances? Unwritten rules?
I know.
Then no. Unwritten rules, I've never done anything.
Right. So it's like, you know, it's... And this stuff, you have like actually documented data, you know, the spin rate and stuff. You know, we didn't need documented data, you know, when it came to steroids. You know, but you asked Barry Bonds, are you using steroids? No. My head and neck just got bigger. I've just gained, like, you know, a lot of weight, and I'm hitting 70 instead of 30. But no, I haven't. Well, here you got spin rate. Bauer's the other guy. Bauer's a unique case because I think Bauer realized how he can improve his spin rate and almost called himself out, you know, and just called the game out and said, guys, this is what everyone's doing. I'm telling you. Because Bauer, again, 2017 to 18, the same time when Cole took off, Trevor Bauer's fastball has gained 600 RPMs since 2017. Cole's taken it off like 400. He's added like over 400. His curveball, you talk about like spin rate. In 2017, his curveball spin rate was 2,547. Right now, it's 3,029. It's gone up almost 500. So, but see, Bauer's sitting there letting you know, like, hey, by the way, I am doing it. You've got a problem in baseball because I'm not the only one doing it. So he was sort of calling out himself and the game but he's still doing it too. They're all doing it. Everybody. Yeah, see, but what's the right answer?
This is why baseball's so frustrating, because they just live in the gray. They live in the, don't ask, don't tell. That's the world they live in.
But that's why the commissioner is the only one that can solve this issue for them. And so he just wasn't good standing up on his feet. Do you remember when Sammy Sosa got caught, Lou, with the cork bat?
Yeah.
And they saw the bat open, found out the bat was corked, and they asked Sammy, how did you get a cork bat?
I got the wrong one.
He, that's what he said.
Yeah, it wasn't mine.
I don't know if...
Yeah, he said, somebody must have put a cork in one of my bats, because that wasn't mine. That wasn't my bat. So you got to play dumb, and I'm saying that he can't answer and say yes.
No.
But he could have easily got himself off the hook by talking about the issue itself.
So
the question was also asked. Who asked the question to Chris Sale?
Oh, Pete Abe.
Pete Abe's hard-hitting journalist out there, Pete Abraham, asked him in a little more delicate way about these pitchers who were using foreign substances.
Chris, in the last 18 months or so, the game has changed quite a bit with how hard guys are throwing, how offense has kind of fallen down, and now they're talking about controlling how much, whether pitchers are putting substances on the ball. I mean, what's kind of your take on what's going on with pitching in the majors right now?
I'd like to be a part of it. I don't know. I mean, everything changes, man. Cars, cell phones, people, businesses. I guess it's just part of it. I'm a starting pitcher with an expiration date, so I don't get to make too many big calls around here. But, it is what it is. You deal with it. Whatever they're doing, I know that launch angle is a big thing, and, guys are taking big swings now, and pitching is starting to evolve a little bit. But that doesn't really change what I do or how I attack hitters or my mindset. I'm still going to be the same guy and do the same things I've always done.
So that's a guy who can think quickly and answer it. He said absolutely nothing.
I was going to say,
what
did he say?
Nothing.
Well, Pete did.
He changes, as David Bowie said.
Pete didn't ask him the question.
Pete could have just said,
have you ever used an illegal substance on a baseball? And
the
unique thing about Chris Sale, looking at him quickly, again, that jump from 17 to 18 to 19, whatever. In 2017, the slider was 23.95, his slider. In 2018, his slider was 23.57. 24.96, and the slider went to 24.92. So it's been pretty much 24.96, 24.92. Like, it's been that, and it was actually almost 2,400 the year before. So there is no 2,400 to $3,000.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's his slider. So I don't know. If he was pitching this year, if he was healthy in 20, and all of a sudden was like, give me a little spin. Let me help my slider. Let me help my fastball. His fastball spin rates aren't anywhere close to some of these other guys.
Yeah, and he wasn't around last year. So, it could be that this is a more recent thing, Lou, where the guys know they can get away with it or believe they can, and they've been doing it. I just think he answered the question, and Lou's right. He wasn't asked directly, did he do the spider tack? But he answered it by saying nothing. And if that's what you've got to do right now.
Now, have you ever used spider tack?
Throw it on baseball.
It's not great. He just says that it happened to him.
But what do you think? Seriously, you tell me. Garrett Richards, Nick Pivetta. Have you ever used it before? Garrett Richards, you've been in Anaheim. Your clubby out there in Anaheim is the one that got busted for giving it out to guys. Have you ever used it before? What's the correct answer? So, Christian, you say yes. Yes, I've used it in the past. Yes, I'm currently using it.
Can't do that.
No. But I would say, guys, are you serious right now? I use whatever I could that was legal at the time. I use whatever I could use.
And what's legal at the time?
Whatever. Well, you name it.
Like
whatever.
What? No, you name it.
One time I used some Laffy Taffy.
Really?
Because I melted it, and it gave me just the right No, I don't know, but I'd have a hard time saying no.
It's not legal.
Then I guess you're screwed either way. Then you sound like him.
Colgate toothpaste?
I feel like it's really, it always cracks me up because, baseball, they sit there and say, hey, listen, I'm going to trust you guys to do the right thing. I'm going to trust you guys. I'm not going to police it. Just do the right thing. Then nobody does the right things because lots of money is on the line.
Careers are on the line.
Right. Lots of reputations are on careers. And then they do the wrong thing because nobody's monitoring. Nobody's really getting pissed. Now everybody's doing it. Why'd you do it? Because I saw him do it.
You look at a guy like Matt Barnes who's been just lights out. I was looking at his curveball spin rate. That thing has gone down the last 3 years. I don't know how, because he's dominant, but it has gone down. And the fastball is pretty, it's in 2019, it was higher than it is now.
See, like, Lou, you're asking us, like, okay, what are you saying?
No, like, I'm just saying there's a couple guys here.
No, what are you saying? Have you ever used Spider Tack or any other known tacky substance to give yourself a better spin rate? Yes or no?
That's what I'm getting at. I'm not going to criticize Garrett Cole for sounding like a bumbling fool. I don't know what the correct answer is. Like, I don't know. I would honestly go to my pitching coach, and I would go to my general manager. I would go to my manager and say, hey, you guys know I'm doing it. You guys know we're all doing it. You tell me. Advise me on how the hell I answer this thing. If I come out and say, yeah, I am, because 90% of the league is, am I going to get suspended because I'm being truthful?
Can't.
Because if you want me to, I'll just say, no, I've never have. Just like everybody else sat there and said, I have never taken steroids. So I'll sit there in front of the media and say, no, if you think that's the best, I'll do it. Even though we all know I'm lying. So maybe I just come out and say, nope.
Christian, we had steroid guys who went before Congress and said they never did it. And then, of course, we later found out they did it. You can't do that. And none of them can sit there and admit that they did it. What they need to do is throw it in the commission or throw it in Major League Baseball and don't allow anybody just throw them under the bus with that question.
I'll tell you what they need to do, because this was an issue back in the steroid era. They caught a lot of guys, right? Whether it's video or baseballs or whatever it is. Tell us who they are. Tell us who they are. Because after the steroid era, general managers came out in the early 2000s, whether it's 03, 02, 04, whatever it was, and says, you know, I got duped too.
Yeah.
Like, I got some second baseman that's hitting 25 bombs, and all of a sudden we started testing in year 3, 4, 5, and 6 on my deal. He's an 8-home-run kind of guy. So, I mean, before we get to free agency, and I sit there and I pay this guy a crap load of money, if I'm the Red Sox, before I pick up Garrett Richards' option, before I sign Pivetta to a long-term deal, and I'm just using those names in particular, but I'm just saying, I want to know who they are. I want to know what kind of pitcher they are before I give them $15, $20 million or $10 million.
Yeah.
And you heard an awful lot of that from general managers in the early 2000s pissed off about it.
There are customs and practices that have been passed down from older players to younger players.
Yeah, whatever.
No, think about it.
Brady Anderson, remember him, Baltimore Orioles, went from 16 to 50 home runs
If they enforce this and somehow get it done and say, you guys, no more, it's over, done. And Cole goes back to what he was in 17. And Bauer goes back to what he was in 17. The Yankees and Dodgers are sitting there saying, I'm paying you $35, $40 million for what?
Right.
Your 4 ERA? Is that who you are?
Yeah, it's a big problem. It's a big problem.
Tell me who they are.
But you got to be better than what Cole was on his feet when that question is coming at you. I agree with you, Lou. How do you answer that question? And you probably just skirt it and throw it back on Major League Baseball, because I agree with you. You can't say yes, or suddenly you're the poster child for all of this stuff.
Sorry. But
exactly. Be like that guy. You can't do that. But he just was not ready for it at all. This hour of OMF brought to you by Northeast Men's Health. Locations in Dedham, next door to Legacy Place, and in Salem, New Hampshire. Online at northeastmenshealth.com. And if you missed Alex Cora, he was on today at 2:30 from the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio. We got more of this. We got more of Chris Sale. Interesting about when he may be able to come back and at what role. And also, there's a story out there that the Boston Celtics and Kemba Walker are having major issues with each other. We'll get to all of that right here on OMF.